It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Wakey, wakey.
Time to get up.
Good morning, citizens.
Up and at them.
Rise and shine.
This is your wake-up call, people.
Come on, the coffee's on.
We're going to get you guys circulating on Christian radio.
I understand young people. I know what's hip. I know what's on. I know what's lit. I know what's fleek.
What's up, my nerd?
Nerds! I work with a bunch of nerds.
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Shine Nerds.
Welcome to the Back Row Morning Show, part of the Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network and the official exclusive morning show for LTN Radio. I'm Radio Matt. I'm the station manager for LTN Radio. I'm a third generation radio dude and a lifelong nerd. Also, as we learned last Tuesday, I don't care for the lemon flavored Girl Scout cookies.
And I'm Mo, the shorter yet louder and some might even say smarter counterpart of the back row. I'm a wife, mom, super fan of all things Friends, and it has just been validated and proven that I am the smarter counterpart because the lemonades really are the best.
They were such a disappointment.
Of the Girl Scout cookies.
Such a disappointment.
They were amazing.
All right, well, we've got quite the topic for you today. We're going to be talking about Subway's food and if it's even real.
I'm afraid to know. We've also got a Junk Food Tuesday, a taste test, and Ask Us Anything, 5 Random Facts, and more.
But first, today is Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021, and we've got some holidays to celebrate.
We do. It's National Egg McMuffin Day.
Yeah.
Egg McMuffin.
You know, I'm not a fan of the Egg McMuffin.
What?
I'm more of the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit kind of guy.
Oh.
Or even a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle kind of guy.
Oh, the McGriddle is like my favorite thing ever.
I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's had been trying for years to come up with a third kind of breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
And once they hit that, they hit gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Straight gold.
So I think that it was the McGriddle that really put Burger King off the map as far as breakfast is concerned.
Yeah.
Because the croissant.
They had the croissant, which was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Still really good, but not nearly as good as the.
See, but what we really need to do, Matt, let's just be honest. We need to go elsewhere. Hey, we can take the show on the road.
Traveling taste tests.
Right. And specifically taste test Burger King's. Because we have said that it very well could just be
our garbage Burger King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it has like one good year every 5 years.
I really do think that it's something that we need to consider.
Yeah. Quite possibly.
Yeah.
But that's still, though, not my favorite breakfast sandwich. You know what my favorite breakfast sandwich is? You know, don't you? You remember?
Something from Wendy's.
Not Wendy's.
No?
Carl's Jr.
Oh.
The breakfast burger.
But see, we don't have a Carl's Jr. here.
We have one close. We have one in Hereford.
That is true.
Hour away now.
Yeah.
I would drive an hour for a breakfast burger.
Okay.
I might.
Okay.
What else?
It's also National Old Stuff Day. It's our day. We discussed yesterday how we're not young anymore.
We're the old people now.
Yeah.
We're in the old people group.
You know? I don't know which one I would rather be a part of, to be totally honest.
Yeah. The further I get away from youth, the more I'm like, I don't want to be in their group anymore.
I mean, I guess
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Well, I remember thinking, when I was in youth group at church, I remember thinking, why don't the adults ever listen to what we're saying? Like, why don't they ever take our opinions as valid? And then, like, immediately after I got out, when I was 19, every time someone from the youth said something in, like, a church business meeting or whatever, I'm like, we're not listening to that, right? That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Wow.
So I turned old real quick.
Real quick. That's fair. But I mean, that is the way it's supposed to go.
I mean, yeah.
I'd be a little more concerned if I was 35 and still like trying to sneak into the youth events. It's also Read Across America Day because it's Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Our school system is doing the Dr. Seuss inspired week for school dress up days and whatnot, even when half of the dress up days are on camera.
No, they ain't. They are straight up. Here's the thing.
Hold on.
Because our school is, it has three cohorts, right? They got cohort A that go live and in person Monday and Tuesday. And then they got cohort B that go live and in person Thursday and Friday. And then they have cohort C that is all 100% virtual.
I just mimicked you exactly. That was great.
So what they're doing is Monday and Tuesday have a holiday, a dress-up day.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday, because they all have a social-emotional lesson that they're supposed to do on Wednesday virtually. And then Thursday and Friday, cohort B students just get the leftovers of Monday and Tuesday, cohort A.
Oh, they're so the same days?
So all of us cohort C teachers that have the same students, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, just virtually online, had to come up with our own days that still coincided with what the rest of the teachers in the building are going to be doing, but so that our cohort C students aren't doing 2 days of crazy hair and 2 days of crazy socks.
I'm not certain that's the same in all the schools, then. It might be just in your school that they're doing that.
It's the same in my school, and it's the same in the school that Mila goes to.
Yeah? Because I feel like the list that we brought home had 5 different days.
Well, you should look.
But I'll look again.
So that's we'll just that. Also, it is Dr. Seuss's birthday, and it is our friend Brian's birthday. Yeah. I really want to know how you do that.
You can't do that?
No.
You can't do the foghorn?
No.
I never even tried to do it until I heard that annoying character on Superstore do it the first time.
Oh, Superstore. You were fun for a minute.
It was fun, and now it's gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got like 2 episodes left. This has been a garbage season for Superstore. It's just been awful.
You know,
awful.
I really like the word garbage. I think it's just
garbage.
Hot garbage.
Hot garbage.
Hot, 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 hot. Oh. Or garbage juice.
No, I hate that.
No, I love it.
I hate it.
I love it. I'll never forget. I will never forget at the baseball game. What is it when it's the last game? The championship.
What's the winner picker game? The one where the winners, the win, the whole thing. They win it all.
Shut up. No, not the World Series. It's Little League Baseball. My Topher was playing and they made it to the championship and he was one of the last 2 teams and they were about to figure out who the winning team was and the umpire rigged it.
Ooh.
Straight. Ooh. Our team's parents were hot. Hot. And that was the first time that I ever heard garbage juice because one of the dads screamed out, "Yo up! You straight garbage juice, dude! Garbage juice!" And I was like, "What is garbage juice?" And Chris and I just sit there for a couple minutes and then he looks at me and he's like, "I think, you know, like when you throw something away in the trash can that's wet or it still has liquid in it and then it sits down at the bottom and then, you know, it spends a few days there and it begins to stink and then leak and then you pull the trash bag out of the trash can and it goes everywhere and I'm like, that's garbage juice. You're garbage juice."
So yeah. We go live on Twitch on Tuesday, so we got our chat going on here and Oriel Jedi combined some of the things that we've said lately. Said hot dog water garbage, but I read it as hot dog water garbage. Because hot dog water is a thing.
Hot dog water is a thing. It really is a thing. And it also is nasty.
And of course, Rachel chiming in. We all love sports ball. We do. Oh, man.
Hey, y'all can ask Topher about that championship game on the next Among Us night.
All right, let's play a game of Onion Not Onion while we're here. I got three headlines here. Two of them are either fake news stories from places like The Onion or the Babylon Bee. The other is an actual news story. I am going to read all three, and Mo and our Twitch folks are going to try and guess which one's a real headline. Some of these were submitted from our buddy Brian.
What?
Helped us out this week. So,
wah, 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 wah.
Brian,
I can't really play.
I think it's a sound effect too over here. Let me check if we got that on here.
Yeah, I can't do it. I'm gonna work on it all week.
Hold on, we'll get it. We got it. Hold on. No, I don't have that one. Weird.
You suck.
I have this.
Well, dang. Can they hear that?
I think so.
Oh man, you're gonna have to go back and watch me. It scared the mess out of me.
All right, Onion Not Onion. Here are the headlines. First headline: to fight racism, Coca-Cola discontinues vanilla Coke.
Okay.
Headline number two: you go back to where you came from, says Texan, pointing gun at snowman trespassing on his property.
Okay.
Or cheese listening to hip-hop has funkiest flavor. Which one's the real headline?
Man, I hope that like, that's like the perfect science experiment for a kid. I'm going to place cheese out and expose it to different types of music throughout the day over a 30-day period of time and see which one has the best flavor. Listen, I'm going with that one. I hope it is. I really do.
Scientists played music to cheese as it aged. Hip-hop produced the funkiest flavor. Researchers played nonstop loops of Led Zeppelin, A Tribe Called Quest, and Mozart to cheese wheels to find out how sound waves impacted the flavor. I'm not going to read through the whole thing, but you get it. The classical cheese mellowed to the sounds of Mozart's The Magic Flute. The rock cheese listened to Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. The ambient cheese listened to Yellow's Monolith. And hip-hop cheese was exposed to A Tribe Called Quest's Jazz We've Got. Which I'm assuming was We've Got Jazz.
Sure.
I don't even know the song. Also, a techno fromage raved to Vril's UV. A control cheese aged in silence, while three other wheels were exposed to simple high, medium, and low frequency tones. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
The bacteria really did react differently to different kinds of music. But yes, it said the expert said A Tribe Called Quest cheese was remarkably fruity, both in smell and taste, and significantly different from the other samples. The tasting, however, was subjective, and not everyone thought hip-hop was the cheesiest. Mozart scored some high notes as well.
Interesting. I learned a fun fact this past week. You know, everything on the internet isn't always false.
Right.
So there apparently is this sound, a certain decibel, at which we can't hear.
Oh, yeah.
But our kids can.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I saw it on one of my friend's news feeds. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, for real, this can't like actually happen. And so I called the boys in and I'm like, okay, guys, I just need to know if you can. And just as I'm about to say, if you can hear this, you know, I'm hitting play and they're like, oh,
yeah,
you've got to stop. Why are you doing that? And I'm like, really? You can hear? What do you mean you can hear that? You can't? And I'm like, no, I hear nothing. And I'm sitting there in complete amazement, not stopping the sound as they're both dying in pain, holding their ears. Oh, it was so fun.
Yeah. No, I remember that like when I was in high school.
Really?
They had that on the internet that you could play that. And I would do that. We would do it with the teacher. She'd come in and like, can you hear this? Hear what? You know, that kind of thing, but we're all hearing it. Funny story about that is my mom bought like a little car, what's the backup mirror.
Uh-huh. A backup mirror.
What's it called? No, but it's not that, right?
Backup camera?
No, the mirror.
Oh, rear view mirror.
Rear view mirror. Jeez.
Yeah, that's what it's called, a rear view mirror. You're welcome.
Had the rear view mirror. She bought like a little chime thing that would hang off of it. Uh-huh. It's a tiny little wind chimes looking thing.
Okay.
And I was driving in the car with her, and the thing is freaking annoying. Because you just hear ding, 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 ding. Every turn, every bump, whatever. And she just out of nowhere, she sees me looking at it. I'm looking at it because it's annoying. She thinks I'm looking at it because I can't hear it. And she says, I think I need to return that because it's not making any sound. I'm like, what?
She can't hear it?
It was too high. The pitch was too high in the little twinklings of the little wind chime.
Yo, I don't understand that.
Yeah, the Seal the Centurion says here, yeah, the older you get, the more wear is on your eardrums. Yeah, so it doesn't respond as well to the higher pitches.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. My mind was blown. And then once I realized, I just kind of sat there for even longer.
Just every now and then.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's fun.
You need to download that thing on your phone. And if you catch them, like, doing something they're not supposed to do, just sneak up behind them, put it right in their ear.
Man.
Didn't I tell you not to play these games till you cleaned your room?
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you? Mm-hmm. Didn't I tell you?
Yep.
You earned this. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a break here. When we come back, it's Junk Food Tuesday. But first, this week in Nerdy News, stick around. This week in Nerdy News, this is LTNN. Hulu has released their first official trailer for MODOK. The trailer shows failed leader of AIM still fighting to take over the world despite all of his many, many setbacks. Marvel's MODOK will premiere on Hulu on May 21st.
Time to change the world by bringing it to its knees!
Kevin Feige has confirmed the episode count for The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. He said that it will be a 6-hour-long event, much like WandaVision, but this one will only feature 6 episodes. It will premiere on Disney Plus on March 19th. And frankly, I welcome that news, because if I have to see Please Stand By one more time, I might just go nuts. The cast of Marvel's Spider-Man 3, Tom Holland, Jacob Bertrand, and Zendaya all released new teasing photos and fake titles for the upcoming film. Each of the 3 photos show the trio in a tense moment, searching for answers to an unknown puzzle in a dim-lit room. And while they share the fake names of Spider-Man Phone Home, Spider-Man Home Wrecker, and Spider-Man Home Slice, we now know for sure that the title is Spider-Man No Way Home and will premiere on Christmas of this year. In an interview with TV Line, showrunner Eric Wallace confirmed that John Diggle's story will continue in the second half of Season 7 of The Flash. Last time we saw Diggle, he had just been confronted by a life-changing technology, the Green Lantern Ring. We'll see what he's really dealing with on The Flash, premiering March 2nd. And lastly, Nickelodeon recently made an announcement that I'm sure will divide fans of the classic Rugrats series. They're making a new CG animated series that will serve as a reimagining of the original one. On the bright side, they did get the original voice cast to reprise their roles. Fans will be able to watch the new Rugrats series this spring when it debuts on Paramount Plus. That was This Week in Nerdy News. I'm Radio Matt, and this is LTNN. Back to the Batgirl Morning Show. I'm Radio Mac.
And I'm Mo.
And today on the show, is Subway's food, like, even real? And coming up next, it's Junk Food Tuesday.
But before we do anything else, give me a second so I can grab my 5 random facts.
You're the worst.
I know I am.
This has literally been the start of the second segment for 337 episodes now.
Are you done?
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
What do we got?
Thanks. Random facts about Dr. Seuss.
Okay. I'm here for it.
He was ready to judge me, y'all.
I'm here for it.
Why, Dr. Seuss? It's his birthday. Listen, had I known it was also Brian's birthday, I would have come up with 5 random facts about Brian.
It's just weird our followers out one day and just have 5 random facts about Rachel.
What?
What? How did you know that?
Y'all wait. Y'all wait. Okay. Born Theodore Seuss Geisel, known as Ted to most, Seuss was his mother's maiden name. She was also his inspiration for rhymes, as she would whisper rhymes from her childhood to Ted and his siblings as she would put them to bed at night.
Mama Seuss.
Mama Seuss. Yep. Known as the greatest of children's authors of all times, it is surprising to know that he had no biological children of his own.
Really?
Yep. He had 2 stepdaughters.
Okay. At least
much
had kids somewhere.
Way further in his adulthood.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Seuss was a college student during the Prohibition era.
Seuss?
Dr. Seuss.
You said Zeus.
Did I? Seuss. He was a college student during the Prohibition era in 1925 at Dartmouth. He and his friends were caught drinking gin in their dorm room, and as a punishment, Seuss was stripped of his editorship of the college magazine. It was then that he began to publish works under a variety of pseudonyms to include T. Seuss, Dr. Theophratus Seuss, and eventually shortening it to simply Dr. Seuss.
Sipping on gin with Seuss. That's all I was thinking of.
I'm so sad that I didn't think of that first. Oh, man. You got to do a parody. You have to. Green Eggs and Ham was created on a bet from his editor that he couldn't write a book with 50 words or less. Green Eggs and Ham is now his all-time best-selling book.
Okay, so that's with the amount of words, not like the... I mean, that's with the different words.
The number of different words.
Not the actual number of words in the book. Yeah, because I just read that dang book to my kids, and it went on forever.
Yeah, it is very long. But when you consider it, it really isn't very many
different
words.
That's why it goes on forever, because you're just repeating the same things over and over again, which is fun for children, but not so much fun for the adult reading of the book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And his first book, And To Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street, was rejected 27 times, but he kept trying.
That is my favorite Dr. Seuss book to read to my kid.
Really?
It's fantastic.
I've never read it.
It might be a hidden gem.
Yeah.
Because I never heard about it either until we got it for my kid, but it is great.
Yeah.
Fantastic book.
Hey, I have a bonus fact.
Ooh, bring it.
In Dr. Seuss's 1950s, If I Ran the Zoo...
That's
is the first ever documented form of the word nerd.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Which has since been morphed into a put-down for bookish people.
Yep. Not anymore. Not anymore, guys. We're taking it back.
Right?
We're taking it back.
I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
Yeah.
Good one. Good set of facts, Mo.
See, and they're not your normal, everyday, what you heard in elementary school.
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss facts.
Yep.
You ain't heard about him sipping on gin with Seuss.
Lead back with my eggs and... No, never mind. I'm not going to go anywhere further. Here we go, guys. It is Junk Food Twos, guys. And one thing that Mo and I can't deny is that we love junk food. And each week, we like to discuss new and upcoming junk foods that have been spotted in stores or recently announced.
So and then later in the show, I don't want to say this.
Just say we got a normal, because that was the doozy. It was last time.
Oh, okay. So we have a taste test.
A normal taste test.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Spicy. I'll give you that hint right now. It's a spicy one. Here we go. First up, Fruity Pebbles have been in our junk food news pretty much every dang week for a long time. But Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles coming out with their own ice cream now. It's going to have little crunchy bits of the cereal and little wavies of a fruit flavor. I think it's strawberry flavored waves in the vanilla ice cream and then fudge waves.
Have we not already talked about this?
Who knows? We may have. But it's out there now.
I just feel like I remember talking about how are they going to do this without?
No, there's been several different ice creams that have been like this. How are they going to keep the stuff crunchy?
Yeah.
But they figured out a way. We both tried it. We both tried it.
I don't get it.
I didn't believe you when you said you tried that one that Ben & Jerry's that had the chips, chip swirl. Mm-hmm. And we're like, it had to have been like covered in chocolate or something. But no, it legit is not. I don't know how they do it.
I don't know how they do it either, but listen.
I'm here for it.
For somebody who already has trust issues, things like this are not okay.
What chemical are you spraying this stuff with to keep it crunchy?
For real.
Dunkin' has come out with some iced coffees in Girl Scout cookie flavors.
Of course.
Thin Mints, coconut caramels, and s'mores.
S'mores.
Did you know that there is a... there's a worse version of the s'mores from the other bakery?
Really?
The other region? It's not the sandwich cookie. It's like a graham cracker with a little marshmallow, and then the whole thing's covered in chocolate. And literally every review I've seen of it is like, this is garbage. This is an awful
cookie. So we have the better one.
We have the better cookie.
Okay. At least we got something.
Not the better lemon cookie, but... can't have everything. over in the UK, they've got a wild berry Skittles cooler, which is like a, it's kind of like a, it's an ice cream. Oh. No, it's an ice cream bar. It looks like it's dipped in chocolate, but it's actually dipped in a dark wild berry sorbet. So it's a fruity flavored ice cream, and it's got little bits of Skittles candy in it.
Why are you having such a hard time saying Skittles?
I can't say Skittles for some reason. Little Skittles in you.
Little Skittles.
I feel like that's a recipe for cracked teeth.
Sure.
Because I don't care how little you make those pieces, if they are actually pieces of Skittles.
Little Skittles.
Frozen Skittles will destroy your mouth. Mm-hmm. Destroy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So keep that over there in the UK.
Yeah.
We also got some new Dunkin' iced coffees and other flavors. We have jelly bean flavors, and there are five. Oh, I'm sorry. No. These are jelly beans in flavors of Dunkin' iced coffees. I got them backwards.
I was about to say, this sounds disgusting. Jelly bean flavored coffee creamer. That's gross.
Buttered popcorn. Ugh. Gross. No, toasted coconut, French vanilla, hazelnut, caramel latte, and butter pecan jelly beans.
Okay.
Could be good. Could be good.
I'm kind of hating on the fact that butter pecan is considered a... My gut's going.
I'm actually really excited for the taste test.
I'm upset that butter pecan is considered a coffee creamer flavor and not an ice cream flavor. Like, why is it listed? Whatever.
Like, that's one of the only creamers I would buy when I would drink coffee is the butter pecan. It's like butter pecan, caramel macchiato. Those are the only two I'd ever get.
Basic.
Nestle Toll House is coming out with disco cookies. They are chocolate cookies with chocolate chips, and some of the chocolate chips are sprinkled with edible silver glitter.
Oh, gosh.
Because obviously this was something the world needed.
Yep.
Why work on curing cancer when we can come up with edible glitter for our chocolate chip cookies?
Why not? Whatever.
Trix,
moving along.
Trix is returning. Let me start over. Trix is bringing back a classic candy that they came out with once upon a time. They're Trix gummies, and they haven't had them in a long time. They had them when we were younger. I'm not sure if it was when we were in school, but it was around that age.
I don't remember them.
Trix gummies. They're back for Easter egg hunting times.
Must have been when my family was poor.
Also making a comeback from a classic product to a new one, Cheez-It is coming out with a popcorn, bag of popcorn. They're calling it loaded popcorn this time. But they once upon a time had a Cheez-It white cheddar popcorn that you could buy. And now they have Cheez-It loaded popcorn in cheddar and white cheddar. Is there that much of a difference between cheddar and white cheddar that it needs, like... we're only coming out with two flavors. Let's make them almost exactly the same. I mean, am I wrong? Am I wrong here? Is there that big of a difference?
I don't think that there is, but I'm pretty certain that somebody in our stream over here is going to let us know.
Whom?
I don't know. We can always count on them.
We can always count on them.
We can.
All right. Exactly. Brian says he thinks there's a difference.
See?
So
I mean,
there must be, right? White cheddar are the bomb. Okay, so two people.
That's the difference.
Rachel is also. I don't get it.
I do agree. I prefer white cheddar.
Maybe we should. That should be a taste test in the future. When we see them, I'll grab both bags. We'll compare and see if there really is a difference.
Okay. All right. Ooh.
But Brian's striking back. Ooh. He prefers the regular much more than the white cheddar.
The better cheddar.
All right. All right. Here we go.
Which is the better cheddar?
Hey, we were talking about this the other day. The dark chocolates, the super dark chocolates.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dove is now coming out with deeper dark chocolates in their little individual wrapped candies. A 70% and an 82%.
Okay.
82%.
It's super dark.
That's super dark.
Yeah.
Super dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our chat is still arguing about which popcorn would be better.
You are wrong.
No, you are wrong. Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry's is releasing the Tonight Dough Chunks. They have chocolate chip cookie dough and chocolatey coated peanut butter cookie dough chunks in them. It's their little frozen bag of just the little bits that would be in the ice cream. And you can just eat the bits.
Okay.
No ice cream.
Can we not say that again?
What? Bits? Just eat the bits.
Yeah, it just sounds inappropriate.
Eat the little bits.
Let's not.
Who's he? What's it?
I don't know.
That's a new candy bar from the same vein as the Whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit.
Do you like Whatchamacallits?
I do.
People like don't.
Hello.
What happened there?
I don't know.
We got a cheer. Hey, 10 bits. We got the bits. That's what they're called. We got more bits. We got a bit. Thanks for the bits, guys. Mo is writhing in pain.
Aye, aye, aye. Speaking of bits.
Bits.
Oh, my God.
All
gosh.
Right.
Y'all are terrible. Terrible.
Anyway, there are a lot of people. There's a lot of people that think the Whatchamacallit was discontinued like forever ago.
No.
It's still a standard at every checkout, everywhere.
Absolutely. Although.
And they're great.
I do have to wonder if it's a regional thing. And we say this about everything. It's a regional thing.
The reason I don't think so is because the most recent one I saw it was someone in Hawaii. Because they were testing this out, the Who's He What's It, the new one. And they're like, oh, they're coming out with a different version of the Whatchamacallit that got discontinued. Like, oh, no, wait, it's still right there. Huh.
Interesting.
But it might, I'm sure there are regions that don't have it. But I think it's still more widespread than just our area. Anyway, the Who's He What's It features a thick slab of Cocoa Crisps topped with a thin layer of peanut butter cream instead of the Whatchamacallit's peanut butter crisp with caramel on top. But I love it. I love a Whatchamacallit.
I do too. I do too. Mm-hmm. It is like the unsung hero of the candy bars.
In the Color Me Unimpressed lane, we have Powerade Zero Sugar Citrus Peach.
I hate anything peach.
Yeah, it's awful.
It smells like cat pee. It does. It absolutely 100% does.
I don't think I disagree with you. Okay, so here's a brand that I don't think you were expecting to see new things come out of.
Okay.
But it's Flips.
The pretzels?
Flips are fantastic.
Yeah.
But every release that they've ever had has been around the same basic premise. Take those little mini pretzels, drench them in something. Drench them in chocolate, pumpkin spice, whatever you got.
That's something they haven't done.
No, they've done the pumpkin spice.
No, ranch.
Oh, ranch. It's probably still be good.
I mean,
I don't like ranch, but I bet there'd be quite a few people jumping all over that.
Delicious.
But they have come out with two new concepts for them. Flips Stuffed, which are milk chocolate covered peanut butter filled pretzels. Like little square pretzels stuffed with peanut butter and then whole thing covered in chocolate.
Okay.
And then flips bites, which are like pecan pralines, but instead of the pecans, it's got a pretzel in there.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't see how it could be bad.
Yeah, both of these sound fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
In a move that will make you say, huh, they didn't do this already? Life Cereal is coming out with a chocolate version of their cereal. Life's been around for ages.
Yeah.
In multiple flavors. And apparently they've never done a chocolate version.
Isn't Life, Mikey likes it?
Yeah. Mikey likes it.
Wow. Okay.
They might have done it a long, long time ago. I feel like I remember seeing it before, but the box says new on it. New flavor, chocolate. So
I
don't know.
Maybe we've just always thought it, like, because I know Chex has a chocolate.
Chex has a chocolate, but that's also relatively new in the last 10 years.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Cheerios chocolate as well.
Yeah. So maybe we just.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It just seems like something that should have already existed if it didn't.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
So Taco Bell is hyping something. They're so excited about this that they're already putting ads out for it, even though it's only entering the test phase in two cities. And that is their entry into the chicken sandwich wars. The crispy chicken sandwich taco.
Listen, just because everybody's doing something doesn't mean you have to do it too.
Look, you can't hate on your new favorite restaurant, Taco Bell, as we all heard on the show.
I'm pretty certain. And it wasn't last week.
Was it 2 weeks ago? It was recently.
Pretty certain. Taco Bell and favorite have never left my mouth at the same time. Unless it was Taco Bell is my least favorite. Just saying.
But anyway, I mean, it doesn't look super impressive. The only differences that I see are that, yes, it appears to be just one bun shaped like a taco. And instead of pickles in one of them, it has jalapenos. And then they have some sort of spicy sauce on both. So.
It's not necessary.
I don't feel like any of these have been necessary. I tried McDonald's new attempt to rip off Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
The simple one, just the one with the two pickles, just like they do at Chick-fil-A. It was awful. I wanted it to be good. It even comes in a little folded pouch. Just the chicken is not great. The flavor, I guess, is fine, but the chicken is still like chewy, rubbery, just like all McDonald's chicken.
That's why I don't do chicken.
Yeah.
I can't.
Only Chick-fil-A has it, guys. Only Chick-fil-A.
I just got to tell you, though, I'm stealing your best friend.
Uh-oh.
She's my best friend now.
Lark's your best friend now because she doesn't like Taco Bell?
Yep.
All right. Well, maybe
have a lunch date, and maybe it won't be to Taco Bell.
Maybe y'all will enjoy Pizza Hut from Singapore. That's baking up the new Bubble Tea Blossom Pizza. The pizza features a blossom-shaped cheese-stuffed crust topped with brown sugar milk tea sauce, mozzarella cheese, sweet boba, and mini marshmallows.
Why?
I can't tell if this is supposed to be a dessert or not.
I don't understand. Y'all.
I love when you bust out the y'all like that. Y'all.
Can we just leave pizza to Italy? Please. Please.
It sounds like you're crying a little bit.
There is no need for Singapore to be making a boba tea pizza. None. Boba tea, good. Pizza, amazing. The two together,
Nasty crap.
Why? What was it? Hot dog water garbage.
Well, that reminds me of, I think it's Jim Gaffigan, his joke with fruitcake. So what went wrong there? Fruit, good, cake, great, fruitcake, nasty crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I get it. Last one. Maybe this one will make you feel a little better. In Malaysia, McDonald's is selling their spicy apple chicken sandwich. It pairs crispy fried chicken with apple slices and a black pepper mayo.
I can go for this.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Apple with black pepper mayo?
On, yeah.
On chicken?
Yeah.
This sounds awful.
What?
When has apple and chicken ever gone together?
I eat it in a salad all the time.
Oh, I'm not the kind of person that can have apples in the salad. Mm-mm.
Mm. It's good.
That's been the weirdest thing. Apples or strawberries in an otherwise savory salad always weirds me out. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
I'm disappointed.
What the heck are y'all doing?
They're taking salad and kicking it up a notch. It's not just green, leafy vegetables.
Fine, if you're fine with the sweet mix in a salad with chicken, you should give the boba tea pizza a try.
No. Mm-mm. There are things that you don't mix. Apple and chicken?
Gosh.
Sure. Absolutely. Mm. Mayo and pepper...
I mean, that's fine.
Exactly.
But not on apples. Would you dip your apple in a mayo, black pepper mayo?
I just might. I mean, not heavy on the mayo, but...
I want it smothered in mayo. I mean,
exactly.
I'm not being ridiculous here. I'm just saying.
A little bit.
Little bit of mayo in my life would be good.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Well, hey, we're going to keep talking about food because Subway has experienced a lot of bad publicity since, well, the fall of Jared in 2015. And most of them are about claims that their food, the food that they're advertising is, well, not the food that they're selling. But before we talk about possible fake food, how about dancing around the idea of the footlong? Do you remember when someone came out accusing Subway of selling footlongs that were actually only 11 inches long?
I do remember that.
Do you remember how that ended?
I don't remember how that ended.
Subway went on to make the claim that the footlong was a term for the sandwich, not a description of the sandwich's length.
So they're saying that there's an extra with the meat and everything added in?
No. They're just saying that's just what we call our sandwiches. They're called footlongs. They're not advertising them as 12 inches long.
So false advertisement.
This is a footlong sandwich.
They're absolutely 100% like, yeah, we false advertise. And?
But it went even further because they started attacking other restaurants, sandwich restaurants, that would advertise their sandwiches as footlong sandwiches, using the measurement as the determination of why they're calling them footlongs.
Weird.
Yeah. Isn't that strange?
Mm-hmm. Very odd.
And so that was a loss for them, but they didn't I don't think they lost in court or anything about it. They're just like, no, that's what we call them. That's a trademark. That's just a name. So kick rocks.
Wow.
While everyone else like, you owe me several inches of sandwich.
Exactly. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. But in our next segment, we're going to actually be talking about three instances where Subway is being attacked for their food not being what they say it is. And one of them is still going on right now. And so we'll see if they're in the right, if they're in the wrong. We'll do our best guess. Maybe you'll enjoy it. Who knows? As long as they don't have a sandwich featuring boba tea and apples and black pepper mayo and kumquats on it, then I guess I'll be fine. But we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. And next up, the chicken, the tuna, even the bread. Is it real?
But first, 5 bonus random facts.
Stick around.
It's Mo from the Back Row Morning Show, and I've got 5 random facts for you. When the show came to an end, the cast of Friends negotiated syndication rights for themselves, which means they receive a percentage of the revenue from reruns airing across all broadcasting companies. Since the much-loved TV show still pulls in around $1 billion in revenue, the cast all make close to $20 million a year for doing, well, nothing. Pluto was discovered on February 18, 1930. It is the farthest dwarf planet from the sun, requiring it to go a much farther distance than we are used to on Earth. It takes 248 Earth years for Pluto to complete one rotation of its own around the sun. This places Pluto's first birthday since its discovery on Monday, March 23, 2178. While sharks account for almost 53 bites per year, only one of those ends up being fatal. Cows, on the other hand, kill around 20 people per year. Cheetahs can't roar, but they can purr, meow, hiss, bark, and growl instead. And Resident Evil is one of the most successful video game franchises in history, having spawned dozens of sequels, movies, toys, books, and board games. The original Resident Evil PlayStation game holds the record for worst video game dialogue, according to Guinness World Records Gamers Edition. For more fun facts and hilarious nonsense, tune in to the Back Row Morning Show Monday through Thursday at 7 a.m. and again at 9 a.m. Central here on LTN Radio.
Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show. I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo, and today we're talking about Subway.
But first, before we get back to the topic of the day, we've got a taste test.
I love it when you bring out your old school radio DJ.
But first, coming up next in the track, we got... Well, I'm sorry. Let's go ahead.
Now, while our
Jim
normal...
and Seuss, bud. By Funky C, Funky Do. Here we go, everybody.
Now, while our normal audio morning show is the main version of the show, we do record our Tuesday shows on the LTN Twitch channel, either the Friday night or Saturday morning before we interact with Twitch, share some bonus stories, and of course, they get to see our taste test live. So visit twitch.ltnonair.com and give us a follow. I did it. You should too.
Finally, yeah. Well, your son did it for you. But.
Hey!
And of course, if you don't catch it, we will put some of the highlights and our taste test on our YouTube channel, so you can follow us there too, youtube.ltnonair.com. Now, let's get down to business, everybody.
Let's get down to business.
I say that, but I'm still trying to open up links here. We got a lot of links. For our story coming up. But the taste test
the
that
taste
I have
test. We don't
today,
need a link for a taste test, do
but
we?
But it's coming right after it.
And?
You're frustrating
Stop.
Me. You're frustrating me now. Can't click on it. Okay. Taste test is... Oh, yeah, I need to update that URL on Twitch. Sorry about that, guys. Anyway, our taste test today comes from a classic Junk Food Tuesday, an excited one. And I've been seeing these around, and I keep meaning to buy them. They are...
Ooh, Pringles!
Scorching hot Pringles, y'all.
Scorching hot.
Scorching hot. Now, we have bought some hot chips in the recent past that have let us down, that have not been so scorching. So we have Pringles Scorchin' Cheddar and Scorchin' Barbecue.
Can I see the can real quick?
What are you looking for?
No, nothing. I'm not looking for anything in particular. I just really don't appreciate the what is that word that I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Their choice of labeling. I don't know.
Design?
Branding.
What's
That's
wrong
the
with
word
it?
I don't like the pepper. I'm just going to say it.
To me, it looks like a hot dog.
This one looks way worse.
Okay, you know what? That one does look worse. Holy cow, that looks bad.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Not a fan.
Don't look that up. It'll set. It's like an air cannon hit you in the face.
It does not smell spicy. I don't smell the heat.
Really? You smell the heat in that one?
No. No, you know what? My wife has been making chicken every time she comes home for lunch, and she keeps dumping like a whole bunch of green chili seasoning on it. And it starts, I cough the entire time. Like, I'm breathing it in, and I'm just gagging with coughing. I can't stop. And so I don't know if my taste buds have gotten more sensitive. Not taste buds. Smell sense, whatever. Senses? Smelling? Nose holes have gotten more sensitive to spice. But it's ruining my life. All right, here we go. Do you want to try the barbecue or the cheddar first?
I don't care.
I feel like the cheddar would be the less... Like, this would mess up that.
Okay, but here's the deal with the Pringles. Okay, I'm taking three.
Okay.
Because I'm going to try one individually. But then I'm going to eat two together. Because let's be honest, you eat two Pringles at one time.
Never.
Always.
Never in my life.
Always. Because one Pringle doesn't have enough flavor.
I think you just don't like the taste of Pringles.
Unless it's the ones that we got that one time.
Those were good. The
The Japanese
jalapeno onion. Oh my gosh, those were good.
Yep.
All right, let's go.
Ready?
Ooh, that cheddar flavor finally kicked in. Took a while.
There's a little bit of heat.
There's a good amount of heat, yeah. That's not bad. It burns your tongue like right away.
Okay, I'm regretting my statement.
Now you eat two.
One Pringle doesn't have enough flavor. Who said that?
Okay. You know what? Not bad. Cheddar's not my favorite flavor. But this is encouraging. And that might make the... caught my throat. Down we go. Just like a pill. Just swallow it down. All right. Don't you have to do that to your dogs? Try and get them to swallow pills. Just rub their throat. Just swallow it down. It's all right. You'll be good.
No, you put it in a piece of cheese. They don't even know. Ooh.
Quit hitting the microphone. You're the only one that ever does it.
That was a good... Did you hear it?
Yeah, that's a good sound. Uh-huh. Good sound effect. All right. Barbecue flavor.
Flavor.
Flavor, flavor.
Mmm. Tasted that flavor right off the bat. This one doesn't seem as spicy.
Mm-mm. Not anywhere near.
But good.
I like the cheddar better.
The cheddar is spicier for sure. But I like this flavor better. The cheddar flavor is almost muted in that one for me. Like, you have to have all the spice first, and then you kind of taste cheddar. This, you taste kind of both right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I will say, though.
Ooh, okay.
Brian is saying that it appears that seasoning is only on half the chip and not all over.
But that's a common thing, I feel like, with Pringles.
Look, this one barely got any.
That was like dipped on the side.
That's it.
All right, last segment we started talking about Subway by listing one of the recent controversies about its, whether it's a foot long or not. But that was about branding more than anything else. In the last few years, they have been accused of much more, and some would say much worse. And first up, they were accused of their chicken, like the actual chicken patties, only being about 50% meat.
Mm-hmm.
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 Let's go back in time, shall we?
Y'all wonder why I don't want to eat chicken.
So where's it called? The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation's marketplace had an investigation where they took some Subway chicken and they ran tests on it. And the tests that they, the results that they came back with were that the chicken that they had purchased was only 50% chicken. The rest was either, it's not gristle, but, what is that?
fat.
It's not exactly fat. It's like that inedible, technically inedible stuff. Anyway. And then the rest of it was mainly soy. That was what they were claiming. That they're cutting their prices and cutting corners basically on their chicken by making it half soy. Essentially half soy.
So are we all half vegetarian?
We're all half vegetarians. and so they came out with this big thing, posted it online, posted it, you know, in their news organizations. It went all around the world, of course, really quickly. That Subway's chicken's only 50% chicken. And the problem was that CBC did not actually disclose how they did the tests. They didn't, you know, they didn't disclose the method of testing. They didn't disclose, you know, anything that would give us a clue as to how the test was conducted. They just gave us the results that they found.
Okay.
And expected us to take it as an unbiased result.
Right.
Subway then had to later come out and say, no, there is a very slight bit of soy in our products, which you'll find in most, like prepackaged kind of things mm-hmm. like that. But our chicken is still considered 100% chicken. And they did their own tests and put those out. But still at the same time, well, this is coming from the company that's being accused. Can you believe that test? So cool. The CBC, go, what do you say?
I just like how they had to slip the word considered in there. Our chicken is still 100% considered chicken. It's considered chicken or it is chicken? There's a difference there.
Yeah, the Subway's test said the results from both labs that they submitted their chicken to found soy protein below 10 ppm, which is less than 1%. These findings are consistent with the low levels of soy protein that we add with the spices and marinade that help keep the products moist and flavorful, fresh, all that kind of stuff. Subway president said... the stunningly flawed test by Marketplace is a tremendous disservice to our customers. The safety, quality, integrity of our food is the foundation of our business. That's why we took extra caution to test and retest the chicken. Our customers can have confidence in our food. The allegation that our chicken is only 50% chicken is 100% wrong. However, Subway did not respond to requests to make more information about their testing methods and results public.
It's 51% chicken.
So both companies who are making these claims one way or the other, both kind of refuse to disclose how the tests really happened, like mm-hmm. the methods that were used. So the CBC said that they're standing by their results, mostly. They later reported, after Subway presented their results, that... the methods of they didn't release the methods or the calculations it used still, but they released a little bit more of its data. The only real change is that the outlet wrote, while many media outlets took the results to mean that the chicken is only half chicken, the reality of DNA testing is simply slightly more nuanced. And so basically they go on to say cooking chicken and the spices involved can kind of alter the DNA results of chicken. And so in cooking it, it might actually lower the result of mm-hmm. what that test specifically is going to determine right. is actually chicken. So it's quite possible.
Which, I mean, when you think about it, that does make sense.
Yeah. So it's quite possible that Subway is actually right and their chicken is 100% chicken with a little bit of soy protein in there.
Their chicken is considered 100% chicken.
But because both sides have been so lax in making the actual data available, unlike Taco Bell, who had a similar thing happen to them where they were accused that their meat was half meat and right. half like oats or uh-huh. something.
Yeah.
And they were able to prove, no, our meat is 100% meat and there's a little bit of... like
filler.
Oat filler protein to uh-huh. bind the meat together. And that's why it's usually sticky as opposed to...
like making a meatloaf.
Yeah, instead of making typical taco meat that kind of falls out everywhere because it's essentially dry, you know. That's the only difference.
Really, we should all be putting oats in our taco meat.
But they released all their data and how they did it, and so they kind of got out of that. But yeah, Subway didn't. So even really to this day, we don't really know how much of their chicken is chicken.
It's considered chicken.
Next up, we talked about this on our show briefly.
I remember this.
Subway's bread is not bread.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This was a onion or not onion.
It was.
And I guessed it correctly.
You did.
I knew right away.
So apparently in Ireland, they have more strict definition of what can qualify as bread and what qualifies as cake.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes down to how much sugar is in the bread.
Mm-hmm.
And in comparison to, you know, other ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it says that the clincher is the strict provision of the amount of sugar in bread that shall not exceed 2% of the weight of flour included in the dough. A 6-inch sub roll from Subway contains 5 grams of sugar, which is the same as basically 2 plain cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Digestive biscuits is what they call them in
Ireland.
which is nearly the same amount as a Jaffa cake. One Jaffa cake, which has 6.4 grams. So if you're eating a foot long, you're essentially eating 1 2/3 of a Jaffa cake. That's cake, guys. That's the amount of sugar in cake.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, when you look at it from an American standpoint, no. It's still bread. That's because in America, we load everything up with sugar, and we're fine with it. But when you really get down to what's healthy and what's not, comparing breads from other places, other restaurants in Ireland with their standards, it's cake.
Or anywhere in
Europe. Technically cake. Yeah. Really, yeah. It really is a mainly an American thing, isn't it? To just pump everything so full of sugar.
Yeah, it's
dumb. And we wonder why we're all fat.
Sugar and preservatives to make things shelf life, make things last longer.
Don't get me started on the whole fat-free craze, which was, yeah, we'll make it fat-free. We'll just pump it full of sugar.
Yeah.
That's the thing that makes you fat. Yeah. Fat doesn't make you fat. Mm-hmm. Sugar makes you fat.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Give me my cake sandwich, Rachel says. My cake and half chicken sandwich.
Cake and chicken.
So in this instance, Subway can't fight this. I mean, that's a legal definition at that point in Ireland.
Yeah.
And I agree. Too much sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But the latest and currently ongoing conspiracy is that Subway...
Is this going to make me vomit?
Subway's...
This is going to make me vomit.
Tuna... might not actually be tuna at all.
Okay.
Not just a percentage.
Look, I'm...
but not at all. Do you eat the tuna sandwiches from Subway?
I'm afraid. Yes, I eat... If I'm going to get a Subway sandwich, it's either going to be the spicy...
BMT.
BMT.
Mm-hmm. Deidre likes that one.
Or tuna.
Yeah.
Although I do like the steak, the Philly steak.
The Philly cheesesteak one? Yeah. Okay. Well, here we go. Let's see.
I'm afraid to know.
Subway isn't waiting for a judge to settle recent accusations that its tuna salad doesn't include real tuna among its ingredients. The fast food chain is already appealing to the court of public opinion with an advertising blitz touting its tuna salad sandwiches and wraps as made with 100% real wild-caught tuna. Not just considered 100%, but the Milford, Connecticut company launched an ad campaign after two California residents recently filed a lawsuit alleging something fishy about Subway's tuna salad. Specifically, the court complaint contends the menu items don't happen to include tuna, at least not in the samples the customer's attorney said were purchased and tested in California. Offering 15% off the price of its company tuna footlong sandwiches with the promo code It's Real. Subway is promoting its tuna salad as 100% tuna mixed with mayo in pop-up ads on its website and social media. So filed late last month in the U.S. District Court of the Northern D.C. No, I'm sorry. District of California. That is D.C., but it's not the D.C. that I was implying. On behalf of California residents Karen Dahanawa and Nilima Amin, the
starts
suit...
with a Karen.
The suit claims the two were tricked into buying food items that wholly lacked the ingredients they reasonably thought they were purchasing based on its label. What Subway bills as tuna is a, quote, mixture of various concoctions that do not constitute tuna, yet have been blended together by defendants to imitate the appearance of tuna, according to the complaint. Consumers are consistently misled into purchasing the products for the commonly known and or advertised benefits and characteristics of tuna when, in fact, no such benefits could be had given the products are, in fact, devoid of tuna.
Okay, but what is it then? Why have we not gotten to what it is? We're not going to get there this whole time, are we?
Alex Brown, an attorney for the Lanier Law Firm, who is representing these two in the case, said the firm is trying to determine what ingredients are used in Subway's tuna. We are conducting tests to figure out what it is. The lab tests thus far have only told us what it is not, he said in an email to CBS Money Watch last week. Spokesman for the company denied the claims laid out in the lawsuit. As we said, they've been pushing this Subway delivers 100% cooked tuna to its restaurants, which is mixed with mayonnaise, used in fresh-made sandwiches, wraps, and salads, and served to and enjoyed by our guests. So, what is it?
Are we going to find out?
We're going to find out.
Okay.
Well, we're going to kind of find out. Because here's the deal.
What it's considered. We're going to figure out what it's considered.
This lawsuit is part of a trend because all of these other situations have resulted in lawsuits. And I believe it was the chicken lawsuit where Subway eventually was just like, we're done fighting with this and we're just going to settle. And so they paid money, which was a bad precedent to set.
Yeah, because now everybody thinks that's what's going to happen.
Now that's what everyone thinks is going to happen. Huh. Here's why it is not likely that they're lying about the tuna.
Okay.
The cost of tuna is incredibly low. Like, incredibly low. And for you to be able to come up with a edible replacement for tuna that is so close to tuna that no one has been able to tell in the decades that this company has been operating until just recently. Logically, it would cost far more.
Mm-hmm.
And if that were the case, that they were able to reproduce tuna so well and it not actually be tuna, they should be hyping that as something special for people who are allergic to fish.
Yeah.
Like, it would be a big, big deal that we have come up with a fake tuna that's still healthy to eat. I mean, it's tested by the FDA. It's got to be approved and all this kind of stuff. It's not like it can be made of, you know, hand sanitizer and old mittens. You know, it's got to be an edible substance. It's got to be food of some kind. Even if it's another fish, it's still going to be food, edible food of some kind. So if they were able to come up with another, with a faux tuna, they would be selling that somewhere else. But in order for Subway to have come up with this fake tuna and sell it for so long, it would be a massive conspiracy that would have to touch several hundred people that have all kept it quiet, including the two tuna companies that are not owned by Subway that provide the tuna for Subway on both coasts. Every single manufacturer, every single distribution center, every single Subway employee who sneezes into your sub sandwich, who's getting paid $1.50 an hour, who would have there should be plenty of people who have had regretful departures from Subway because they released the fact that tuna ain't really tuna. I don't see it happening. The walls would crumble.
You already figured about 2020?
I just don't see it happening, guys. I don't see it happening. But again, the main thing is tuna is already incredibly inexpensive.
Yeah.
Incredibly. And it will never get more expensive, at least not as long as we're alive.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy a flipping pound of that stuff for like 32 cents. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It's the chicken of the sea.
It is their most economical sandwich, and they make money hand over fist selling it to you for the same price as the Italian BMT or anything else. There's no reason for them to not use real tuna.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I really think this was just another cash grab situation.
Yeah.
Cash grab situation.
Mm-hmm. I can see it. I can see it.
Now, people do believe fish-related things like this, though. Not so much for tuna, because tuna is a distinctive flavor, a distinctive texture, a distinctive taste, all that kind of stuff. But there have been studies that in most restaurants, if you're ordering a certain kind of fish, you get the wrong kind of fish over two-thirds of the time, no matter where you are. You get something similar and cheaper.
Okay.
Isn't that sad? I don't have that article in front of me, but it's a new article.
Yeah.
But they did a massive test, massive study about that.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of fish. There's a lot of fish in the sea. That's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing everybody says.
There's a lot of fish in the sea.
But yeah, so Subway, I think, gets a pass on that last one. The other two, maybe not as much.
I'm just going to throw this out there. You know, it's a good rule, I think, for everybody to live by. If you're going to eat seafood, do not get seafood from a landlocked state.
I mean,
there's a pretty good chance what you're getting.
You ain't wrong.
Ain't seafood.
Now, there was an Italian restaurant that I worked for in Albuquerque, though, that really did pay to get, like, fish flown in day of. And we got some swordfish once. I'm not a fish eater. But I ate that swordfish, took a bite because they were making all of us try it so we could sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Dang good.
See, and that's the thing. Actual fresh seafood.
Mm-hmm.
Is good.
Mm-hmm.
If you've had seafood and you're like, this is disgusting,
I need to drench this in tartar sauce or soy sauce or something,
there is a really good chance that you weren't really eating fresh,
mm-hmm.
true seafood.
Now, that was an expensive promotion that we did, and it only lasted a week, and they never did it again because it cost so much money to yeah. get that swordfish in.
I mean, there was a time. Maryland is known for their crab cakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Brian's saying here. That's why Maryland seafood tastes so good.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they're known for their crab cakes. And crab cakes, when you think of a crab cake, roughly how big do you think it is?
The only reason that I know what you're going to say is because I just watched A Man Versus Food from Baltimore.
Yeah.
The crab cake was gigantic. It was like a softball.
Yeah. It's huge. And that's how it's supposed
and
to be.
And it was all crab.
Exactly.
It was big chunks of crab using little chunks of crab as the thing to keep it together.
Uh-huh.
Like, there was no filler, no mayonnaise, no anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for years, I had told Chris, I grew up on Maryland crab cakes. And so for years, I told Chris, what you think is a crab cake is not a crab cake. It's
right.
a crab cake. It's not a crab cake. He finally went to Baltimore. My dad introduced him to authentic, true Maryland crab cakes. He came home and immediately went online to the restaurant, ordered to have them overnighted to us, 4 crab cakes, and it cost $400.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. To have them overnighted.
Yeah.
4 crab cakes. And the whole time I'm like, this is a like huge waste of money.
This is not going to be worth it.
But oh no, it was worth it.
Really?
It was worth it. 100%.
No.
But I had this internal struggle.
$400. It's $100 a crab cake.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to have it shipped on dry ice and overnighted. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But there ain't no other like a Maryland crab cake. Everything else is garbage.
Hot dog garbage water. All right, we're going to take one more break. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we answer a question you've been dying to ask us, I'm sure.
More Back Row Morning Show to come.
Stick around. What up, nerd? Thank you for listening to this podcast from the Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network. We hope you're enjoying it. But hey, did you know that Love Thy Nerd airs almost all of its podcasts first on LTN Radio? That's right. LTN Radio is your home for the best Christian rock, rap, pop, and indie music. And it's also the place to go to hear Love Thy Nerd's content before it reaches the podcast feed. In addition to that, Love Thy Nerd creates a lot of content that's exclusive to LTN Radio that you're missing out on. So go check out LTNOnAir.com and listen for yourself. You can also download the Live 365 app on your smartphone and search in favorite LTN Radio, or enable the LTN Radio skill on your Echo devices and simply ask Alexa to play Love Thy Nerd. Now let's get you back to that podcast. Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show as things are winding down for the day.
But first, we're going to answer an Ask Us Anything question from Twitch.
So our friend Rachel gave us a trolley kind of question here.
She thought we weren't going to answer this.
Who likes their kids more? And we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Mo immediately said that it was her.
Yeah, hands
and
down.
And I might not disagree, because my kids are being monsters every single day. Like, I die for them.
You love them.
I love them beyond any love I've ever felt for any other person. But I also might want to kick them in the butt every time I see them. Let me tell you, it's mostly my youngest. He's 3, going on 4, nearly 4. And I feel like he's getting more and more out of control every week. And he's gotten to the point now, we let him, like during snack time, we'll let them watch a show. We let him watch a show like Paw Patrol or something. And he will make it a point to have to show you what he's eating. Like he'll bite something. Like, look at this. Look at this. Look, and he has to make Eli, and you have to turn around and look at this, daddy, look at this, look at that, mommy, look at this, look, and then he turns back to the show, oh, I missed some of it, you have to rewind it, why don't you stop showing us your food, why don't you just watch the show, but he'll do that with a 2-second thing, like he'll turn his head just to say, yeah, I missed some of it because my eyes weren't glued to the TV. And, you know, at first we were like, okay, well, we'll rewind. But now we're just like, no, if you want to watch it, you pay attention. We're not rewinding every 5 seconds because you have to look at a cloud out the window and you can't keep watching it. It's frustrating. It's driving us nuts.
That's fair. I mean,
you have to set limits, right? You have to set boundaries. Can't let this kid boss us around our whole life.
Yeah. Facts. I, on the other hand, actually sat my 2 oldest down the other day to just have a chat. And in that conversation told them, I legit know that I have 2 of the best teenagers on the planet. Ever. Hands down. Without a doubt. I have no major worries or concerns today about their friends or what they're doing or what they're saying or where they're going or who they're hanging out with. Granted, it is 2021 and we're still kind of in the whole COVID thing. So yeah, nobody can really go anywhere or do anything still. But even given so, my kids are pretty cool. It's kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Because there was a time where I was where you currently are. And my boys are only 15 months apart.
Yeah. Oh, I can't imagine having two at the same age, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whew. Now, I will say this. Friday, I came home from work, walked in the door, set my stuff down, went into the bedroom so Chris and I could chat for just a minute without ears all around, without mom, 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 mm-hmm, dad, mm-hmm. dad, 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 mom. Okay. In the room for 2 minutes, and all of a sudden I hear, "Stop it! Why do you gotta be so mean? You're such a jerk all the time! Why do you act like you hate me? You don't even love me anymore!"
Oh, I hate this already.
Yeah. To the point where I finally sling open the door mid-sentence with Chris in the middle of telling him a story that happened that day. Mid-sentence, "Shut up now!" Shut the door and then turn back to my husband and continue talking like nothing even happened.
When my boys fight from across the house, I just have to yell, "Get along or I will punish you both." Yeah. That's about it.
See, there's this progression in parenting where it's, "Guys, come on."
Oh, no, I never.
Guys.
It's never gentle like that anymore. Oh,
come on. No, I'm not saying anymore. That's how it started.
Yeah.
That's how it originated. Let's be kind. And then it's, if you don't get along, there's going to be consequences. Do you hear me?
I will duct tape you to the ceiling fan. Uh-huh.
And then it finally just gets to, "Shut up now. If you don't shut up, you're going to wish you would have."
So I said that I love my kids in a way that I never knew I could love anybody. And Rachel said, "Sir, do you not love your wife?" And
of course
I love my wife. But there is just some weird phenomenon that you really don't understand until you have kids. It's a whole different level. It's like unlocking a part of your heart you never knew existed. Whole different level of love. And so I'm not saying I love my wife less, but I do love my wife in a way that I knew I could love somebody. What I'm saying is that the love that I have for my children is a whole level I didn't know existed. So that's how it works.
Also, I had this conversation with my lead teacher today. She has 6 children, all of which are grown. Mm. Okay.
Sounds great.
And I was asking her if all of her children get along, which they don't. They're all very different.
That's good, because I don't with my brothers either.
They're all very different. And she was explaining some of that dynamic to me. And she was like, you know, and I do. I love my children differently. And she said, I love them all equal. I love them all the same, but my love for each one of them is different. And it hit me. I said, well, yeah, because each child is different.
Yeah.
So your love for them is different.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you love one more than the other, or you love them in a physically different way, but the way in which you love them is different.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Facts. Parenting's weird.
That's why there actually is not a book for it, because nobody can figure it out.
All right, let's end with our verse for the day.
Verse for the day is 1 Timothy 6:7-8. For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content.
That's going to do it for our show today. Be sure to check out all of what we do online at lovethynerd.com. We've got amazing articles on all things nerdy, as well as this show, LTN Radio, and our other podcasts and videos. If you'd like to directly support our mission and become a financial partner with Love Thy Nerd, and specifically with LTN Radio, then please visit lovethynerd.com/partner and choose LTN Radio from the drop-down menu. Love Thy Nerd is a qualifying 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible.
Make sure you're following us on all the socials at the Back Row LTN, at LTN on Air, and at Love Thy Nerd. And the Back Row Morning Show has its own Facebook group community for Christian humor, Back Row Baptist Church. So search us out and join in on the fun.
Lastly, remember that we air first exclusively on LTN Radio, LTNOnAir.com, every Monday through Thursday at 8 a.m. Eastern with an encore at 10 a.m. But if you miss a day or just can't catch the show live, find the Back Row Morning Show podcast version on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. Subscribe, rate 5 stars, and leave a review. All of that helps us out immensely.
We'll be back tomorrow morning, and we hope you will too.
Final thought?
We love our kids.
Once again, I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo.
Remember, nobody else tells you, we promise that it's true. Jesus loves you, nerd.